Yes, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Smitto, Clarkie and Loz. As we can see it at the moment, racing is continuing even after the announcements made by the Prime Minister last night. We're joined now by prominent trainer Bjørn Baker. How are you, Bjørn?
Yeah, good, thanks, Gerard.
Too good. Now, as far as you know it at the moment, you're just continuing on as you normally would?
Well, it's just business as usual, and hopefully everyone in racing can stay healthy. That's the big key. But no, I'm just at Warwick Farm today, and on we roll, and hopefully the races can continue with the last man standing. Though we're feeling a bit lonely.
Bjorn, what's the feeling back in New Zealand, mate? I see they go into lockdown today at midday.
Yeah, that's correct. Racing's been shut down for 4 weeks. I think New Zealand have probably been a little bit more on the front foot in terms of what they've done. They've had, I think in Australia, as I see it, we're getting mixed messages. New Zealand still have a fraction of what the cases we have over here, and they're going into lockdown for 4 weeks as of tomorrow. So they're in probably, as I said, a good position to come out and sort of hopefully 4 or 5 weeks and roll on to a degree.
If they have to go into lockdown here, Bjorn, how does that affect your stable?
That's a big question. How long will we go into lockdown for? I think a lot of countries worldwide seem to be extending the lockdown. They start off with 2, 3, 4 weeks and they tend to be extending. So that's the big question. I know my father in New Zealand, he's put all the horses out. They've all gone to the paddock. And logistically, it's probably a little bit easier where they are in Cambridge. Everything's fairly close. So even getting them from Warwick Farm out to the paddocks, I spell a lot of horses at Hawkesbury. I've got 80 in work. So even all getting them out would be a big job in itself.
Bjorn, we're seeing obviously the measures taken to separate the jockeys. What about your stable staff? Are you keeping them in separate sort of locations in the stable? I mean, how does it work? Because obviously if someone contracts coronavirus, your stable, I could imagine, would have to shut down immediately, correct?
Oh, that's what I'm assuming. If somebody gets it, then there'd be a lot of contact. So we take the temperatures when everybody starts, whether it be morning shift and afternoon shifts. Funnily enough, we take the temperatures of the horses twice a day as well. So it's quite easy to incorporate that. Obviously, different thermometers, you know what I mean. But so as well as that, we just try and keep an eye on, and we try to space everybody as much as practical. And thankfully, it is, whether it's in the barn, it's a big, airy barn, and there's plenty of space. So that's one positive, excuse the pun, but going forward.
Now, Bjorn, you had a pretty good day there on Saturday on Slipper Day with Missy Beale winning at odds in the Epona and Connemara running second. I see you've got Connemara in for a couple of races on Saturday, the Emancipation and the Neville Silwood. Which one are you likely to head to?
She'll bypass all of those. We'll just give her a freshen up, but it was good to see her get back to form. And positive piece will go towards the Emancipation, so going for 5 straights. It's a big step up for her, but she's been doing a great job.
Hey, Bjorn, what do you think of Mido, the rise and rise of Mido as a personality, television personality, a radio personality? He was on the news the other night.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't know why I'm talking. He's the expert. I was on my couch watching Nine News and they accosted this specialist who's obviously out going for a jog. Gerard Middleton talking about the cruise ships and people being released off them. And he was the authority figure they went to.
Mate, he was chasing that news crew.
Here we go.
He chased them for an hour.
He's the one bloke better than you and me and all of Australia at finding the camera.
I don't know. You're pretty good.
Any advertising, any pre-advertising is good advertising.
Yeah. What were they doing out there on the street? We're going to bring up a new segment on the program called...
True, yeah.
Now, Bjorn, we're asking this morning if you were stuck in isolation with, you know, a sports person, past or present, who would you be in lockdown with? Have you got someone for us?
Uh, nobody comes to mind. I should have one.
A jockey, another trainer.
What's that Aussie tennis player, Nick Kyrgios? He'd be good to be in lockdown.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting.
For a month.
Well, you just reckon you'd hit it off?
I would hit it off really well. Maybe one man standing after about 20 minutes.
Gee, mate, tell us what you really think. Bjorn, look, great to talk to you this morning. Let's just hope racing goes ahead and your stable continues to have a good run.
Yeah, great to talk as always, guys, and just keep that distance. I know you boys in there like to get fairly close to each other, so you've got to lead by example.
Well, I'm in a different studio. I can't see these blokes. I feel like I'm in jail. I'm isolated out here.
In the penthouse suite. I wouldn't be calling that jail.
Nah,
I've got the golden microphone.
Exactly.
Good on you, Bjorn. Have a good day.
Guys, take care.